Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has history here in the Pacific Northwest. His grandfather, a German immigrant named Friedrich Trump, came to Seattle in the 1890s. Biographer Gwenda Blair wrote about him in her book, The Trumps. She says Friedrich came to this country as a very young man and soon felt the pull of our region.
He was 16 and he wanted to make it. He wanted to make money. And pretty soon he headed out to the Northwest, the last of the physical frontier, which, as you know very well, was a really rough time, a wide open time out there.
Yes.
And he was really sharp, as his grandfather, his grandson is today, about looking at the market and figuring out what it wanted. And what it wanted then in Seattle, a town full of single guys out for the main chance, was alcohol, food, and women. So he leased a restaurant, a place called the Poodle Dog. It advertised that it had private rooms for ladies, which was not very disguised code for access to women, provided the booze, and he was off and running.
Access to women. Was Donald Trump's grandfather a pimp?
I don't think we should use that word. It's so loaded. And in 2016, I don't think we really have any way of knowing if he was that closely involved in what went on. But we can say that the restaurant that he leased in Seattle, the Poodle Dog, in its advertisements said private rooms for ladies, pretty transparent at the time to mean women are available. And it was in the red light district where there were a really remarkable number of seamstresses and milliners in the city directories. Again, code words for prostitutes. That was one of the few things that were open to women who were on their own in that time in Seattle and that part of the world. And the same thing took place along the trail up to the Yukon.
Well, of course, a lot of people didn't make money in the Gold Rush, the Klondike, the Yukon. How did Friedrich pull it off?
Most people didn't end up making money. They had big dreams, and they went home with nothing if they were lucky to even be able to go home. He pulled it off by not going out and actually picking up a pick and shovel, but seeing what people who did that were going to spend their money, or as it might be, their gold dust on. And that was going to be liquor, and it was going to be food, and it was going to be female companionship. And so he had two restaurants in Seattle. He had restaurants along the trail up to the Yukon. And then in Whitehorse, starting in 1900, he actually had a restaurant there, right on the trail straight up to the Yukon, and again, mined the miners there and provided that same menu. He was very sharp about how to do it, and he hung on to his money. When it turned out that the town was going to facing a cleanup and scarlet women, as they were referred to, were going to no longer be allowed, you could see that the way he ran business was not going to be, it was going to be a lot tougher, and so he left. He had a very, very good eye for what was needed and very good timing for when to leave.
We're talking about the Northwest adventures of Donald Trump's grandfather, Friedrich, later Frederick, and you've told us how he made his money. How much of grandfather's money or his business sense came down to his grandson, Donald?
Certainly his business sense, his shrewdness at looking at a market and figuring out what it really wants, not what it might write home about and say that it wanted, but what it really wants right here and now. And Donald has that same shrewdness. The actual money Frederick, Grandpa, managed to accumulate for a nest egg when he was in the Yukon was about $500,000 in current funds. Not huge, but, you know, I'll take it. So, yeah, that's what got the basic nest egg together, got them established in the U.S., even though Grandpa did try to bail out briefly and go back to Germany. They did end up settled. And that money that he used to buy just a handful of properties in Queens before he died, that came from that grubstake he put together out in the Northwest.
That is a very Seattle story. We outfitted the Gold Rush.
Indeed. And he played his part.
You interviewed Donald Trump for this book. How does he look back on his grandfather?
He had just about zero interest in his grandfather, much to my surprise when I showed up with my long list of questions. He's a guy who looks forward. He's not interested in history. He doesn't have a rearview mirror, as far as I could see. He wanted to talk about now, his own achievements, and that was pretty much it.
Right. I wonder how much credit or blame people in the Pacific Northwest should feel for helping to create the Trump dynasty.
I think the Northwest should feel connected. I don't know whether it's credit or blame exactly, but part of the fabric of the U.S. is immigrants coming here and figuring out where to get started. I think that the Northwest clearly offered an opportunity, and he grabbed it. And that ability to see the opportunity, to figure out the market, to see what it needs, to see where his opening was, that was what he handed down to Donald now. And that's hardly exclusive to the Northwest.
Gwenda Blair is author of The Trumps, Three Generations of Builders and a Presidential Candidate. And now you know how Donald Trump's grandfather came to the Pacific Northwest in the 1890s.